talking about telling the truth. When I was talking about telling the truth earlier, here's one. The Pentagon's senior enlisted member has drawn the line against ISIS, surrender or die. I'm sure that'll offend somebody. But that's what's happened with Army Command Sergeant Major John Wayne Troxell. In a blunt warning to the remaining ISIS fighters, Army Command Sergeant Major John Wayne Troxell said the shrinking band of militants could either surrender to the U.S. military or face death. ISIS needs to understand that the joint force is on orders to annihilate them. He wrote that in a forceful message on Facebook, so they have two options. Should they decide to come up against the United States, our allies and partners, surrender or die, Troxell said the U.S.-led military coalition would provide them safety in the form of a detainee cell, food, a bed, and due process if they give themselves up. If they choose not to surrender, then we will kill them with extreme prejudice by dropping bombs on them, shooting them in the face, or beating them to death with our entrenching tools. That's a shovel. He continued, regardless, they cannot win, so they need to choose what it's going to be. Life or death, your choice. Now, there it is, telling the truth, hey? Getting square about, you know, what's going to happen to you. And I guess that's about as blunt as you can be. You can give up or you can die. That's pretty much the way what it comes down to. And no question. Anyhow, so and how far can jokes go before, well, they're not considered funny? Taking a semester off from Texas Tech University to help her family recover from Hurricane Harvey, a young woman by the name of Diana Durkin was thrilled to be headed back to campus for her sophomore year. But ironically, it was her enthusiasm that nearly stopped everything right in its tracks, because she was stopped by the TSA just before a January 6th flight out of Hobby Airport in Houston. I love Texas Tech. I love the people. I love the school. Anytime I see someone, I get really excited, she said. So excited, in fact, that she made a finger gun. A finger gun. Well, that got her dragged to the side, got her flag because she had a finger gun. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the common sense hotline. A finger gun. You know, you can start throwing kids out of school for that, too. That's how dumb things have gotten in some places. Anyhow, the common sense hotline, 888-900-9966. Robin Clarkston, welcome.
Good morning, Steve. I really think it's time. You know, we've been putting up with all these emails from the Trump campaign. Now's the time to send a contribution. Now that he's spoken plainly about the situation, it's time to let the rest of the country know and let the Republican Party and, you know, the major league Republican people understand we're sending money now because we like his comments.
You mean don't let people in from whole countries?
Yes, yes, that in specific. It's time to let the Republican establishment know that it's time to take gloves off, and we support the president. It's more important to support the president, and this time, the only thing they understand is money. So if you've been holding back sending your $20 or whatever it is, send your $20 now to let these people understand we like the president. We like the president and what he's doing and what he's saying.
Let me ask you something, Rob. Let me ask you this. Because I hear this all the time, and whenever I'm on the BBC, which is fairly often because they call because they can't find a conservative in their own building, of course, so they call me for help, which makes sense. I mean, seriously, they're so far left, they're just lost. They find me a curiosity in many ways. But they're always like, well, is Donald Trump, is he still being supported by the Trump supporters, or is this gone too far? Has it gone too far? And I'm like, no, in fact, Trump supporters like him more today than they did before. Well, how can that be? And so, Rob, for people like you, I'm hearing you say, you know what, I'd vote for him again. And so my question to you is this. Do you know anybody that voted for Donald Trump in November of 2016 that said they won't do so today?
No.
Anybody?
No.
That's what I thought. Rob, thank you for checking in. I appreciate your time. Let's go to Mike checking in on the Common Sense Hotline from Ann Arbor. Wham! 1600 down there. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I'd like to comment on what the president said about these whole countries.
You got it. Whole countries.
I wonder if anyone's ever done a survey or a study of how many of these people that have come from some of these whole countries are on welfare, receive food stamps and Medicaid, and have never worked and contributed anything but suck the money out of the taxpayers' pockets.
Well, those studies are out there, ironically, Mike, and they would be, as you might assume, they have a higher use of the government-provided facilities and utilities and those things that are offered by the government. Many of these people use them at much higher rates than the people that were born here in the United States. I suppose you're probably shocked at that revelation.
Oh, I'm just totally shocked. Maybe the president needs to have a news conference and present those figures to the American people, and that might shut up people like Guterres, Nancy Pelosi, and some of these Democrats, because basically what they're doing is they're sucking the wealth out of this country, yeah. Period.
All right, well, Mike, you nailed it, as you often do. Hey, what's the weather like in Ann Arbor at the moment?
Oh, by the way, I have a criticism of you.
Oh, please.
The other day you said we were going to have 17 to 24 inches of snow.
No, that's not what I said. No,
yes,
no. Don't be reckless with the facts. What I said was the storm had the potential to deliver 17 to 24 inches somewhere from southeast Michigan down into Ohio and Indiana. But it shifted.
Well, I'm in southeast Michigan, and you panicked. My wife, she went out to fill the lager up when she heard that we were going to get 17 to 24 per Steve Gruber. I don't think you're a good weatherman. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I think he's confusing my words a wee bit. It's okay. The hotline's going to remain open for the rest of the day, 888-900-9966. How's the weather in your neck of the woods today? We'll talk about it right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break.